This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
The practice of premarital sex, things like foul language, talking about shameful things, all of this stuff is so common today that we kind of just begin to have taken it for granted. Paul the Apostle in our text today cautions us, however, that these activities should have no place in the Christian life. Because if it does, then it would fail to reflect God's gracious presence in us. How can we say we love God and praise God and respect God and remind others of His goodness when we are actively taking part in such activities that He has expressly told us not to be a part of? We're in verse 3 of Ephesians chapter 5 today, where Paul the Apostle writes to these believers in Ephesus saying, "Let there be no sex sin, impurity or greed among you. Let no one be able to accuse you of any such things. Dirty stories, foul talk, and coarse jokes," verse 4, "these are not for you. Instead, remind each other of God's goodness and be thankful. You can be sure of this, the kingdom of Christ and God will never belong to anyone who is impure or greedy. For a greedy person is really an idol worshiper. He loves and worships the good things of this life more than God." Now, the Bible uses the word, at least the King James uses it, the word fornication. Now, fornication is one of those big biblical words for big biblical sin. Now, most of us don't really think of our sexual activities before marriage as anything in that category. Basically, fornication, in a nutshell, is premarital sex. Now, indeed, much of the greater church today has surrendered to this sin as a lost battle. However, I am struck by Proverbs 6:32, wherein we are told that those who involve themselves in illicit sex, they're not making love, as the world likes to put it, but rather they are destroying their very soul. That verse reads, "Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul." Wow. That's quite a different view between man's version and God's version, huh? Man's version of Christian love tolerates such behavior and certainly doesn't get all up in the face of an individual who is involved in it and still calling themselves a child of God. After all, we shouldn't judge, right? Wrong. Read 1 Corinthians 5. So the act of sex outside of our marital relationships, it should never be a part of our Christian walk or part of our church community for that matter. I'm sorry if that's a bummer for you. If you want to refuse this directive, I have no doubt that if you look around, you can find a church somewhere that is willing to look the other way. But it won't be this one that we attend here. Now, if you're not born again, listen up. I'm not coming for you on this. Look, just keep your hands off our church sisters, and for that matter, ladies, keep your hands off our brothers. But we get it. You are lost, and you should by all means enjoy whatever little pleasure you can find, because let's face it, that's all you're ever going to know, just a little pleasure, in this life or the next. However, if you're calling yourself a child of Christ, then no, you have to keep your pants on until you're married. Because a person who makes a practice of this kind of illicit sex, the Bible says, quote, that he or she has no inheritance in the kingdom of God, end quote. Wow. I mean, that's harsh language. That's blunt, huh? Yes, it is. Yet Paul in Christ himself tells us all of that out of love. But then again, you may need to redefine your definition of love before you can accept that or at least understand that. This passage is not addressed to only the sexual immoral. You know, those who are innocent of the physical crime, they need to remember that aspect too, because it also includes all uncleanness, the Bible says. And that would include things like pornography, premarital sex outside of intercourse, even things like dishonesty and lying, which we would tend to just sweep under the rug as meaningless. The text before us goes on to include those that covet, you know, the overt desire for something that belongs to someone else. And that can be a physical thing or something like a talent, a possession, or even a boyfriend someone else possesses. It also includes those who practice any form of idolatry, those that would be worshiping anything else, anything other than the true and living God. And that can include things like money and career, your girlfriend, a statue of some form. So Paul goes on to include even the sins of the mouth, because after all, as Matthew 7 reminds us, it is what comes out of the man that defiles the man, quote unquote. Matthew 12:34 tells us that what is on our lips is in our heart. So clearly Paul, at this point in this letter, is calling us all out into the actual, the practical living of our faith, out of the nebulous, out of the superficial, and right out into the real truth of who and what we are called to be.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.